So as we go through the Word of God, let us be expectant that there's a new place for us today. There's a new release for us today. Because the Lord always moves from glory to glory. And this is the day of moving from glory to glory in the midst of that which we deal with in our hearts and our lives. Yes, Lord, we do celebrate you. You are so wise and so good. And we bless your name. Hey. Just going to release the kingdom children to kingdom land. Hey. Yes. And if you have an announcement, a very quick one for upcoming things and such, this would be the moment to release that. If you have something for retreat or whatever.
Retreat. Whoa. Retreat. Can I turn it down a little bit? Retreat is starting this Friday. So if you guys have not registered, please, all the information that you need is in the back. If you have any questions, if you have anybody that you think might want to come, grab some extra flyers and stuff. We really want to get the word out to the campuses. We've got Bible study at Malone and Mount Union this week. We really want to be able to get out there and invite people because we've got an incredible experience. And the retreats are always, always, always amazing and life-changing. So if you know anybody that you think would want to come, grab a flyer, let them know about it. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me or Jill and Amanda are overseeing registration, and I believe their contact information is on the flyer. So,
I'm making an announcement for Jill Plotner, who heads up Genesis class, and she is wanting me to let you know that on Sunday, February 13th, she's going to be starting a new Genesis class for anyone who's never taken that. And that kind of gives an overview of a lot of things, and if Joe was here, she'd do a better job of explaining that. But it's an important class if you're new to Frontline or you've never taken it before. It's very good spiritually, gives a lot of practical things as well. So if you're interested, you can let me know today, or you can get a hold of Jill between now and February the 13th. Oh, yes, and for those who have not heard, we are having our wonderful annual meeting today. Immediately after service, there's lunch provided. So please stay. We're going to give an overview of all the awesome things the Lord has accomplished this past year and set vision for this new year of the wonderful things that he has in store for all of us. So I encourage you to stay. It's a good time to receive information, to ask questions, and to just celebrate together, really, what God is pouring out in this season. So that's, again, today following service, and there is lunch provided.
Oh. How many of us believe the Lord is so amazingly good, and we're hungry for a new manna today, fresh manna? How many concur with that? Amen. Amen. Is this being recorded? Okay. Now, you notice these two wonderful gentlemen standing there holding Bibles. And for every person who did not bring his or her Bible today, would you please raise your hand because you get one? Yes, but we're going to give you one. We're going to do it this way today. So would you please raise your hand? If you don't have a Bible, or you forgot your Bible or whatever. All right. That's great. And if you want to keep it, you can. And we're going to continue to do this so that we become so Bible friendly in here that even if you're running behind time or you're running late, it's like, I've got to get my Bible and come. The Word of God is preeminent here. And we want to, preeminent. It's really important. And so we're trusting that we're remembering to bring our Bibles, and we want to look up many passages today together. And one thing that is amazing when we're considering the Word of God, which we're going to be doing today to receive the revelation that He has for us, is that the Word of God is true. The word of God never changes, and the word of God gone forth will accomplish that which it's intended to do, always. The expressions of the word of God are amazing. Some people say, well, if it's not actually in the writing, I can't see it, then I don't believe it. And they're missing the revelation of the word of God, because everything pertaining to life and godliness is given to us, therefore, in the word of God. Therefore, we need to dig. We need to explore. We need to understand. We need to say, Father, I'm not seeing this. Where is it? What are you saying? And it might look a little bit differently than what we're thinking, but the Lord never contradicts himself. So for whoever that's for today, that's what I felt the Lord just gave me. So think about that, because many times we will miss the very power and the very majesty and the supernatural side, which is the entire side of God, because we have been probably taught wrong. The Lord says, I am here to make myself known to you. I am here to open up the windows of heaven that you would be able to stand, carry my glory, and advance the kingdom of God. So we're here to receive his love and do something with it. Receive his love and give it away. And I was reminded this morning as I was preparing my heart of some of the good news that we were sharing this summer in Ghana North on our land of almost virtually 22 acres at our Kingdom Bible School for Ghanaian pastors and indigenous leaders there. And that was our second annual Bible school. It was wonderful. And I just had this picture, and some of you, Lawrence and others who were there, Dylan and others, I had this picture of this post. And standing on one side of the post saying one thing, and standing on the other side of the post saying another. And we were talking about being slaves. Anybody remember that? A couple of you. Good. And I was reminded of the slavery, the question of slavery that we were talking about to the Africans. You know, they can understand this word, slavery. But the slavery that we were freed out of and from to become enslaved to something else. It was interesting. It was a transition from one type of slavery to another. It was a slavery of sin that we have been bound by and bound to, freed by Jesus Christ, what he had done, so that we could become slaves of his love, of his righteousness. I like that. And I think through a lot of the ways that we gave visual representation of that truth, that many of them got it. that was the goal. And so, turn in your Bibles, if you would, for a minute to Romans chapter 6 and 7. Oh, yes, God, you are good. We are definitely in love with you, Jesus. And Lord, we will fall deeper in love with you as we understand really what you've done and what you want to continue to do. In Romans chapter 6, everybody there? In the New Testament, right after Acts. There we go. We're just going to highlight a couple of things here. In verse 11, even so, in other words, as a result of being freed from this type of slavery, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. There we have a very clear, defining, direct opposite. Death, life. What is our choice? What are we going to do? How are we going to consider ourselves? Are we dead or are we not dead? Are we alive? Are we not alive? Where do we fit? What does it mean? We need to understand these things. So if you look in verse 16, let's continue on. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, resulting in death, or of obedience, resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God, verse 17 reads, that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart. Obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed, verse 18. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. In verse 19, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity, to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. That's good. Now let's flip back a little bit and let's go to Romans chapter 3. Going down the Romans road, a little backwards though. Okay, verse 21 in chapter 3, Romans. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God has been manifested. Apart from the law that which we were bound to, that Jesus Christ came and fulfilled. Apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 24. Yes, I'm skipping the famous one, verse 23. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Justified. Justified. What does it mean to be justified? We're set apart from the law. We are freed from the law. We are engrafted into the righteousness of God. We are given a new standing with God. He says, I accept you. I love you. I have released everything pertaining to life and godliness to you. You are okay. You have my stamp of approval. You've got everything from the Father of lights. Everything. Not some things. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. If we really believe that, oh my gosh, things would be a whole lot different in our lives. We're beginning to, I think, more and more and more. And the Lord takes us where we are and says, how much of this do you want to understand? All of it. How much of this do you really want to get? All of it. How much do you really want to sink into your soul so strongly that you really are eager to change the way that you think? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. How much do you really want to understand this so that, let me say it again, you desire to change the way that you think because the kingdom of God is at hand? Hey, if we have a glimpse and then more than a glimpse, a greater grasp on the magnitude of what Jesus Christ has done for us at the cross, seeing ourselves as slaves of love, slaves of righteousness, according to the Word of God, which again, is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's who He is. He sings my love letter. I want to explain this to you so you can think on these things and really recognize who you are. And you don't just come to a meeting on a Tuesday, a Sunday, or a retreat and get lit on fire for God and then watch it go, boom, peter out. That is so not God. The Lord says, change the way that you think. And this is how we're going to do it. Again, every day, more and more, in the Word of God. Taking a look at what does it mean to receive His righteousness? What does it mean that we were declared justified by God? That means we were accepted because He is a God of justice. He is a God of righteousness, and the very foundation of His throne was founded, if you will, even though there's no beginning, figure that one, on justice and righteousness. That's what the Bible says. Well, righteousness, I understand, kind of, you know, right, standing with God, being right, being okay, doing good things, being obedient, you know, that right stuff. It's more than that. The very justice of God demanded that something was done about the sin that came into the world and the sin which absolutely defied a holy God. And the very justice, the nature of God, His nature demanded something to be done. And He did it. Hey, for us. What a blessing. What an honor. He did it. Not only so that we could be free, but also for His name's sake, because He is a God who loves justice. And we have lawyers in our midst who understand that from the legal system in the United States. But do we understand that the very law of justice in the United States, around the world, is to be based, and is more so in the United States, thank you Jesus, on the very law of God. And the very law of God that rises in the hearts of men moves them towards defining the laws of God in terms of justice in the United States of America. The Lord says you need to see this, because you will not cry out for justice according to the namesake of the Lord if you don't understand justice. You don't think about justice. Justice is not just getting what I want. It's receiving all that the Lord has released. The Lord says, I have released you into salvation. Do you understand the fullness of that? Probably not. The Lord says, I'm going to take you deeper to understand the depth of that. Do you want to explore? Do you want to dig? Do you want to go and say, show me, show me, show me? Are you hungry for the Word of God? If you have free time, use it. Study. Show yourself approved. Show the Lord. Engage His presence. You come and worship. We come and worship, and that's wonderful. And the Lord says, isn't that great? Keep doing that. But that should lead us into a profound encounter in the Word of God. With the Word of God. If not, something's wrong. It's really true. Justice is a very big deal to God. You have been justified or declared okay by God, and you are declared righteous as well, by your faith. In other words, receiving faith in and of the Son of God. Receiving what God has done. And He says, when you receive, you receive. If I give this water to Nate, he puts his hand out and he takes it. Now, when I give it to him, I'm giving it to him for him to do something with it. If he takes it and he just looks at it and says, what a nice bottle. Isn't that amazing? But he doesn't take the cap off and he doesn't take a drink. He has missed the gift. He is not walking in the fullness of the gift. So what are you going to do? You're my demonstration. All right, give him a hand. All right, that's the idea. Thank you, Nate. And I'm very healthy, praise the name of the Lord. And when, you know, back in the Old Testament, when people were released out of slavery, just a beautiful picture. Scripture says that all, you know, the Israelites, when they were in Egypt and such, they were, all the gold and all the silver was given to them, and not one among them was feeble. Do you know what that means? The very justice of God, based on His law of do right, be right, which was moving toward Jesus, yay! The righteousness of Jesus, who would take everything upon Himself for us. But what the Israelites were able to experience was a type of existence that if they were obedient, things really went well with them. So it said that the grace of God was on them through the fact that there was not one feeble among them. What does that mean? They didn't have financial disasters. They didn't have early death. Their bodies were doing well. They weren't sick. What the heck is that? It's a picture of the kingdom under a different system. It was the system of the law and the prophets, and the Lord said, I am bringing you into another system. It's a greater dimension. It's an advanced system. It doesn't nullify the past, but it incorporates the past. And now you're going to have the law of God written on your heart. How? And when that law of God is written on your heart, you can't help but stay hooked as a slave of love. And a slave of righteousness, a slave no longer to sin, because the law of love is written on your heart. Hey, so God says, you want to experience my justice? Let me show you, let me declare to you what it really is. It's a picture of the kingdom. You know, we're really good at saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yay, true. And we sing about it, we declare it, we decree it, we write it up, it's good for retreat. You know, it's really good. And we're all about the kingdom. The Lord says, you want to understand my kingdom, understand my righteousness, and understand my justice. And because if they are the very foundation of my throne, then you're really clicking in the kingdom, because that's who I am. I am the kingdom. And I release my kingdom to those, the church, who will understand who I am. So when we walk in who we are, the identity of who does God say that I am? I am this, I am that. Oh, great. But if we don't take a drink and we don't drink in the truth of that in a powerful way that will overwhelm us, then we're not experiencing and encountering the very one who is the author of justice and the author of righteousness. That's a good word. Thank you, Holy One. Okay, I'm going to read some verses, or read them together, if you would. I wrote down here about righteousness and justice. Let's look at Psalm 97:2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. Psalm 97:2. Kurabashiki.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Oh, but it prefaces with, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. I think so. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Mark it down. Do you mark your Bibles? If you don't, put it on paper. But if you do mark your Bibles, mark this down. Lord, I want to grow in my understanding of justice, your justice, and righteousness. You know what drives me? It just really makes me kind of crazier on the inside. When we're going to India and we're partnering with those who are rescued out of human trafficking, the very justice of God. And you see, the thing is, the world just gets it partially right. They have an idea of something's wrong. There's somebody who's a victim and we need to go save the day. Yahoo! But if we don't do it God's way, we are minimizing. We are not walking in the power of true justice and true righteousness. And therefore, we would not be advancing. The kingdom will be spinning our wheels and doing things over and over and over. And the Lord says, do it my way. Do it my way. The very power that's released from an understanding, a revelation of the justice of God, will bring us, this church, individually and families, into the supernatural. If you're not experiencing supernatural for yourself, probably there's a little missing link here in the understanding of righteousness and justice. Because God just said so. In that, the foundation of his throne is righteousness, justice. It's like, whoa, okay, where's she going with this? What's this got to do with me? Everything. Because everything pertaining to life and godliness is for us. Says Peter, right? Oh, that's a good word. Yes, give glory to God for that. It's amazing. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants us to be thinking about his justice in terms not just of administering it, but also receiving it, receiving justice. Okay? Now, the courts, you know, are all about, let's see if we can administer justice, truth, justice in the American way. And the legal system Mike and Michelle have to wiggle through that and say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you saying about this? Is this lining up with you, oh God? Because I answer to your throne, to your kingdom first. So that's their joy in their lives. And we're glad for it. Need godly people in this realm. But the Lord wants us to know that as justice is administered, if you would, there's a way that he wants us to look at things for our own life and for the lives around us. He says, all right, if you want to walk in justice, which is receiving the compensation, the return, the overwhelming release that is due you, owed you, as a result of who you are, step in and realize what is given to you and what was released, and then go after it, and then receive it. Go in and take it. If you had an inheritance, And it was in the will from, someone who had passed on. And you had a wonderful inheritance. It's great to be able to talk about it and say, Uncle George left me $10 million, I heard. It was so cool. Can you imagine? That's so unbelievable. Has that ever happened to you? And somebody looks at you like, you're crazy. Like, so what are you doing about it? Oh, I'm just talking about it. This Uncle George is amazing. This is so good. But if you don't go and petition the court, or the magistrate or whatever, for that, and get that release, you're not going to have it. You're not going to walk in it. You're not going to enjoy it, which was the purpose of that release, that claim. The Lord says, are you laying a claim on the very justice for your life that has been offered by God? There are things, that the enemy has stolen from all of us. And I was sitting this morning and I was thinking about the song about the enemy is stolen. Take back what the enemy has stolen. Da, 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 da. And I was thinking about that and I thought, I always like singing that. Why? Because I am designed to understand the depth of justice and then do something about it. Not just sing it, but engage with those words of life and say, wait a minute here. Because I am no longer under the law, but I am freed from the power of the law of sin and death. And because I am a slave to righteousness and I'm a slave to love, because God is love, if he's love, then his founding throne is based on love. What is love? Justice. What is love? Righteousness. Simple. That's simple. So because of that, I have something to do with that, don't I? And when I say, yes, that's totally true, I need to really receive. Well, sometimes, the enemy comes in like a flood. And we can say, oh, man, that was really, I realize I've been living like, out of God's heart and character and will and all of that. And so I'm experiencing some of these consequences and, it's just doomy. I just gotta deal with it. The Lord says there's a place for repentance because of this new place of justice in our lives, being under a new and better covenant. So as we are released through repentance, which is change the way you think, be cleansed. That's what repentance is. Repentance brings an actual cleansing and refreshing. It's like, I used to be that, or I used to think this, even after something has happened. But when that cleansing really comes, do you know what happens? You have a right to continue to lay claim on that which belongs to you. Yes. And so if you don't, we are foolish. The Lord's saying, if the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, there's things that have been stolen out of my life, and I'm not real happy about it. And things where, I may have been part and parcel to that with repentance, I'm still not real happy about it. And I go after and say, so what are you going to do about it, God? And he says, what are you going to do about it? And he backs me up. Then other things still come into your life like a flood, and you're going, I just feel like something just hit me like a Scud missile just came from nowhere and bam! Death, life, destruction, heartache, killing, stealing, destroying. A lot of preachers just say, you gotta suffer in this world. Yes, we do. However, the Lord has a purpose and says, through those difficult times, now go put a demand on the anointing. Go put a demand on what Jesus has purchased. Put a demand on the justice of God to say, wait a minute, no more. That death, that was taken from me. That child, that grandchild, that husband, that brother, that sister, my finances, whatever it was, that was taken from me and I don't like it. Because I'm a child of the King and I live in the kingdom, and your kingdom comes and it reigns. And because of that, I go after and I declare justice will come to this house today in Jesus' name. Ho! Shakaraba! And that is what God tells us to do. He says, go and declaim what belongs to you. Well, I tried and it didn't work. That's wrong thinking. What do you mean it didn't work? You go in and you say, all right, devil, I'm going to tell you something. I got back from India. This made me really mad. Can you tell? This was a few years ago. I got back from India. And I was like, wow, India's great. I was like, oh my gosh. It was a Tuesday night talking to you guys about everything. I go out and I stand behind Carl outside there. And somebody comes up to me and says, I just got a call from your family. Your father has been pushed down the stairs and he broke his neck. He's 85 years old. And I saw demons. I saw their faces looking at me laughing. And I was darn mad. It's like you in Jesus' name. So the righteous rage and love of God rose up in me. And I give you praise that my 87-year-old father now is still alive. And his neck was healed. And it was not a good time. But I say to you that this is another way to stand and declare nicely, but with power, back off, devil. You will not. You have not. You cannot. And you get further and further and stronger in the anointing. You're like a battering ram. Oh, and the increase of the government of God knows no end through your life. The Lord says his holy government is how you want to live in your own family. By his holy government in this church, in your family, in your job, for you personally. And it knows no end. Therefore, the devil is an intruder. He's an imposter. So therefore, I rise up with a holy justice, rage of justice. It's like, no, 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 no. Now, some of us may, and rightfully so, call some of the weaknesses in our life, you know, curses. Okay. And we know that blessings are the opposite. And the Lord wants to release the blessings from his throne to us generation upon generation upon generation. You know, divorce came into my life. And it was like, where did that come from? It's not from my side of the family that I'm aware of. But it came from another side. And it was like, not in my life, not in my family, not in my children. No, no, no. It came to me. I didn't like it. Stood against it. It was horrible. Praise God. He has strengthened me like a lioness. But I say that with those kinds of difficulties, you step in and say, Lord, I don't know. What are you going to do? And he says, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Because I can. Because I can. And not just can, but should. Should, that's that word that people go, don't say should. I mean, it means it puts pressure on me. Hey, this is good holy pressure. This is a good should. This is a good thing. This is really good because we want to step into what belongs to us. And we don't want to accept anything that involves the stuff from others at all. Maybe they've invaded our lives and we don't even know it. It's like, whoa, what does this mean? We need to ask and say, wait a minute, Lord, where has there been a lack of justice in my life? Where has it been? You said everything belongs to me, so therefore all things are made new. So therefore I'm going to declare and decree and I'm going to stand. And I think some of the things that are entitled for us to receive, that we are entitled to receive, are just hanging out there going, do you want to take a drink? Do you want to do something about it? Do you want to fight for it? Well, it's too late. No, it's never too late. The Lord has the last word. And he always has plan A. So when there's a restoration, when there's recompense from the Lord, when damages, as the courts in the United States would say, you know, if someone would receive something for a wrong that had come to them, they receive a monetary damage which doesn't touch any personal pain or suffering inside, but they receive something because the law of the land is based on God's law. And God says, do you want to walk in a greater law, even if you can see the one right around you? Get that and more. Wow. In other words, you don't just, the Lord is so good, he doesn't just repay, if you would, or take care of it, saying, you know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, so back off. Forgive that, bro, and then just, you know, go have coffee with him, and that's fine. You know, let me tell you, I know a lot about forgiveness. But the Lord says, don't be foolish. Because you need to understand what real forgiveness looks like, which is clean the slate. There's nothing there. But if there are things that are intended to steal, kill, and destroy from you, you don't want to walk in and embrace it. That's foolish. That's foolish. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn in our Bibles to Isaiah 59. This is such a good word. Isn't this great? I know. It's, you know, pump her up. Isaiah 59. Oh, God is good. Let's look at Isaiah 59. And, Well, look at verse 13. Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving it and uttering from the heart lying words, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the street and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. That's a good word. Now the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight, that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and he was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. Ooh, that's so good. We need to claim what's waiting for us. We really do. Let's look at Isaiah 30:18. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him and long for his justice. It's not just setting us free and making us right, making things right. It's saying, excuse me, I am invading the darkness because I carry the kingdom. So therefore, devil, you back off. And I'm choosing, as it says in Isaiah 35 and 55, I'm going to live on the highway of holiness. And I'm going to live above the snake line. So I'm going to live above that place. And the cleaner we are, the easier it is, if you will, the greater release for justice in our, as a, hitting our cause, if you would. Now you think about this, okay? You need to ask yourself a couple questions. Can I have a drink, Nate? Could you open that for me? Thanks. Take a drink if you want. That's all right. But I'm really thirsty. Thanks. It's good to drink. Thank you. The Lord, in his justice, wants us to ask the questions, Lord, if I have participated in anything that would not release your full justice in my life, okay, cleanse me. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to step in and I'm going to claim what justly belongs to me, justly, but also was purchased as justification for the Lord. Because it says in the Bible that the Lord's Jesus sacrifice was the satisfaction for God. The word is propitiation. It's a big word. It's in the scripture. Back in Romans, we just skimmed over it, actually. But propitiation means the satisfaction. God himself, the God of love, the God of justice and righteousness on his throne. He's not like this going, come on, jump through this hoop. He's God of love, but he's a God of justice. So he sent Jesus to justify us. I'm saying this again because I think it may have escaped a few. to justify us, to set us free, put us in the right standing with God, to cover us completely, for His blood to be the justification or the propitiation, the satisfaction for the unholiness that tried to come against Almighty God. Jesus Christ was the propitiation for our sin. He was the sacrifice, the absolute sacrifice because of His blood. Because of that, we can walk and receive justice in our life. For everything, what has been taken, stolen, what has been something that keeps you down, what has been, so we can call it a curse, we can call it different things, but whatever it is, it defies the very justice of God. Because God gives life, life abundantly, and anything less than that defies His justice. And the Lord says, so what will you do about that? How righteously enraged, wholly enraged, anger, if you would, will you be? Will you get? Will you see? What is the enemy's job? To la 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 lull us into, boy, that's really awful, isn't it? But absolutely do nothing about it. The Lord says many things are hanging out in the balance, finances, pain and suffering, the internal conflict, emotional disorders, addictions. You name it. Just name the list of anything that doesn't match up with the kingdom. Whatever would be in that list, the Lord says, so what are you going to do about it? So that the perpetrator backs off for good in that area. Never again. Never again. Never again. Because of your justice. You see? It's like, wait, whoa, ho. For whatever reason, you came in like a flood, and you felt as though you come in like a bomber and go, bam! And sometimes He does. And you're not at fault, if you would. You know, we're so, you know, worried about being at fault. The Lord says, hey, if you're worried about it, just repent. Take care of it anyway. You know, just get cleansed anyhow. Don't worry about that. But go and say no more. You see? Okay. What did I tell you to go to? Isaiah 30:18. Alrighty then. Let me find it. Okay, Isaiah 30:18. I said it. I read it. Let me do it again. It was a good verse. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He's longing and He's waiting. He's longing. He's waiting. He's longing. He's waiting. Okay? If you have a rough day, you have a rough night, you stand and keep going. You rise up. You declare, you decree, you speak these verses out and say, all right. That's not to say there isn't a place for sorrow. There isn't a place for grief. I'm not saying that. The Lord says, just don't be bound by it, but use it in a way where true justice will be released for you, for your offspring, and for your offspring's offspring. You really go after that and declare that, and God says, watch what I will do. Instead of saying, well, you know, she's always like that. Maybe she'll come around someday. Maybe she'll, you know, she just doesn't like supernatural things. Hey, fight from this perspective and watch a change. Watch the change. Rise up. Rise up. So good. Oh, yes, Lord. For the Lord is a God of justice. Tell Him, you are a God of justice. I may not understand all of it, but I'm catching glimpse of it. And I want more. So I want the Spirit of Revelation to release this. And maybe I thought I was hearing your voice and something happened and it doesn't look like maybe I was. Oh well! Learn from that and say, Lord, I want to hear your voice more clearly. Help me, Lord God. Maybe there's a reason for that. You know, that's okay. Just keep going and declare that the God of justice and the God of righteousness in my life shall be pervasive, and I shall walk with the power and the might and the supernatural revelation and manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't write the book. You know, I mean, I know you're applauding for Him. It's so good. Let's look at Matthew 23:23. No, wait, don't go. We're still Psalm 33:5 because it's close. Go to Psalm 33:5. Let's try that one. Then we'll get over there. Psalm 33:5. Shekarabasaka. You're probably there. Getting there. Psalm 33:5. He loves righteousness and justice. Mark it down. Don't you love that verse? He loves righteousness and justice. So he wants us to love righteousness and justice. And if the devil has stolen from you, there is injustice there. So therefore, we're going to write that because he loves righteousness and justice. And it's not just from us, for our lives. It's around the air. It's around the world. It's our sphere of influence. It's here. It's overseas. Pastor Benjamin is in the midst of his 24 acres in northern India, and he needs $50,000 yesterday. So I was walking around my kitchen going, all right, Lord, there's kids who are screaming in the middle of the night. That's what he told me. The people who are rescuing, don't worry, parents, I'm not going to go and you know, say any words or anything here. Okay? I don't know if there's little ones in here, but there are literally, I'm telling you, children screaming, girls in the middle of the night screaming, and you can figure out why. And there are people ready to try to rescue, and they're trying to get the strategies of God, and they need finances for the rescue, but also to build the building that they're going to live in once they're rescued. Oh, now that makes me excited. So it's like, Lord, show me what, you know, what's our part? What can we do? What is it? I feel pushed, but I don't feel strivingly pushed. I feel passionately on fire. And it's like, Lord, where's my team to help me? Who in this place will resonate with that and go, count me in? I don't need your hand up, but I need you to come see me. Why? Because there are things to do. It's nice to go over on a mission trip and do some good work. Yes, not minimizing that, but this is 24/7, 365. It's like, Lord, why me? He says, because you love justice, because you love mercy, because you love kindness. That's why. See? Thank you, Lord. Isaiah, or Psalm 33:5, I started reading. For he loves righteousness and justice. Now look at this, guys. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Take it, chew on it for the next 10 years, and say, Lord, show me every verse on loving kindness. I want to read the 500 verses. I'm serious. More than 500 verses of justice. I want to read them. Make it a goal for yourself. I want to understand justice, righteousness. I want to get this. You're saying it's really important. So it must be. All right. The Matthew 23:23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now this is Jesus getting a little testy here. In a good way. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for your tithe, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. Not just faithfulness, but justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others. It's, in other words, it's the very heart of God. This is how the kingdom gets moved throughout the world. But we need to recognize what injustices have been done and what we can do about it in our own life, family's life, ministry life, and then to the nations. And go after it in prayer, in fasting, in intercession, with our time, with our talents, with our finances, with our treasures. And pretty soon, as we go after these things, we just don't have enough time to be thinking how miserable we are. We're too busy dwelling on justice and mercy and kindness and loving kindness. And then we shine with the eyes of Jesus and the power of God, and the miraculous follows us wherever we go. And we don't have to have somebody pump us up. We're the pumpers. We're the one who pump other people, because we're so full of the supernatural manifestation. When things are around us, God shows up. Isn't that great? Carol always says, isn't that great? Where are you, Carol? She's always saying, isn't that great? I love that about her. She'll say something and go, isn't that just great? Isn't that true? See? It's true. Yay. Because God is good. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God is waiting for someone to ask. And his judicial system governs the earth and advances the kingdom. You all know the account of the woman with the judge in Luke 18. And she's pounding, going, "Oh, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me." It's showing the passion of saying, "Listen, you owe me." But that doesn't sound really spiritual. But God is saying, put a demand on what I've already given you. Put a demand because, yes, it is owed to you because of who I am. So therefore, don't let it go fly around somewhere. Go get it. And you know what? The more we get it, the very children that we're around, whether they're natural children, spiritual children, or, you know, grandchildren, whatever, they pick up that fire. And they start going, "I think I'll be like that." They really do. You got a prodigal in your life? Demand justice and call that prodigal home in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Over and over and over and over. It's like, no more. Satan, you are not stealing from me. Maybe it came from Grandma Tootsie 3 generations back. You don't know. Where did this come from? Why is this like this? I'm going after it. I'm putting a demand on what belongs to me. Thank you, Lord. You know, someone who's injured receives compensation for damages inflicted. The world is really good with that. And people feel justified. Okay, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. They did this, I do that. Oh, wait a minute, spiritually, I'm sorry, I can't do that. No, I'm not mocking God here, because God does want us to work things out with our brothers and sisters in Christ, for sure. But I'm saying that sometimes we hide under that veil as good little holy Christians, not realizing God's saying, "Do you realize what I've done for you and who you are? Get up and claim it. Go after it and get it. I decided to do that for you so you don't have to live without." This is where the spirit of poverty can really be killed. Because some of us have prayed. And some of us have said, "You know, I heard Lauren speaking that awesome verse up there on Tuesday, you know, or dialing or Mike or somebody." But you're still in this, you know, this poverty mindset, family thinking. And the Lord says, "Have you declared justice for your life and for your family life? Have you risen up on the wings of these words and said, this is who I am because this is who he is. And therefore, if I'm a joint heir with Christ, that belongs to me and my family. If I'm a joint heir with Jesus, I have the right, the responsibility, and the joy of declaring, decreeing, and accepting nothing but that. And I'm going to be a cheerleader for you, Jesus. Not just in my own family life, but in everybody around me. So I can turn," because we're going to pray after this for one another, "hope. And we're going to declare and decree what God is saying to us using the words of the Bible, the scripture." So that's why you need your Bible. Not only to flow with me, but to read it and say, "Yes, hopefully you wrote some things down." That's good. Either that or a great memory. So I'll give you, now you're on it, so I'm going to give you a couple more here. Let's look at Genesis 18:19. Thank you, Jesus. We're so good. You are so good. Thank you, Jesus. "Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed, for I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him." Oh my goodness. I have that underlined and highlighted, you know, but it really hit me today. It's like, he got it, and he was under the law. Whatever. We're under a new and better covenant. We need to get it. We need to understand what the Lord thinks, that what he declares and what he determines that justice really is. Have we been afflicted or harassed by hellish things? We know that justice comes and breaks the inability for us to rise. Justice comes. You feel like justice comes in like super justice comes in. No, because of the decree of God, because of this covenant, because of what Jesus has done, because of the blood of Jesus. It's like, this is amazing. This is very freeing. Isn't this good stuff? Yes, Lord? This is so good. So we're going to pray. We're not going to have you do the worship thing up here. Just put a nice something on back here, Carl, because you need to go find a partner to pray with, and everybody else too. And what we're going to do is find someone we can pray with, and we need to go after. You need to ask someone, so what's going on in your world, in your life? And be real, and let's go after it. If we just sit and cry, oh boy, I'm putting myself out there, but that's nothing new. If we just sit and cry, we get nowhere. Is it okay to cry? Yes. What did I say? It's okay to cry. I cry. But if we just sit and cry and hope things change, they will not. We will bring about the change by the Spirit of God, because that's who we were designed to be. That's what it means to be a kingdom person. Okay? Now, some of you nod your head, and then as soon as we're done here, you go out and you smoke another cigarette. Oh, there she goes. I'm telling you, I said this to, where's Andrew? Where are you? I said this to Andrew last week, and he's doing well, because he's having struggles, and you all know that's not new. But what? But Andrew got free. He told everybody already. But Andrew got free because I said, "Sweetie, this is an open door to something else. It's not the stupid cigarette. You're not going to burn for a cigarette, okay, or anything like that. Because some people preach that and they're really messed up. But this is an open door for other things that you got freed of. Glory to God. I was proud of you saying, yes, no more. It was a big deal. Why? Because it was so hard to say no. Right? I mean, I don't think there's anybody in here who didn't know this. So this is like big, revelation. But this man is free. Can you give a yes to the Lord? This man is free. Why? Because when I asked him, I said, you really want to be free of this? Yes. Why? Because I want everything God has for me. That's what he said. And then he prayed out and I was blown away. It's like, yeah, and it's for real. Now you all saw this here that Tuesday. And this is not like, oh, she spoke about him. I mean, he was right here. Hello. We had church. This is not new. But I want you to know that I'm proud of you. Very proud of you, because that open door that you closed a whole lot of other things that were had risen up against justice for you. So this is kind of like the dot on your, ice cream cake here. Yeah. So let's put some music on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we need you right now. We need you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you indeed are on the throne and you want to do some special things in here today. And you want us to be free, and you want us to stand and put a demand on the anointing and absolutely walk in the true justice and righteousness that belong to us, because we're a slave no longer of sin, but of righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, a slave to love. So I'm believing, Lord, that as we intentionally go after this with others today, each one, Father, that you're going to do something phenomenal. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, that we'll be able to decree and declare the victory that comes from you as a result of you showing up. As your word says in Psalm 103:6, that the Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. And we thank you, Lord, that we are receiving an additional implementation, Lord, from you. And you will take care of the oppressor completely, but you will also restore what the locust has eaten and stolen and what the canker worm has tried to devour. We thank you, Lord, that you repay and you give recompense, O God, in this life, which we also call blessing. But Lord, we want to receive every blessing, and we need to understand the basis for this blessing. Because of your righteousness, because of your justice, we can embrace and we can entertain and receive the fullness of the blessing. Thank you, Lord. You are so wonderful and mighty. Father, in the next few minutes, as we pray for one another, Father, that we would just step into the full freedom. Yeah. Yes, Lord. What belongs to us? Andrew, can you come here for a minute? It's my spiritual son, who I'm very proud of. He's being trained to reign, as all of us are. I'm just going to ask you to pray out just over this body where we're going to go, and then you can go pray with someone else for yourself or whatever. But we're going to just take this and move with it and see what God wants to do. Don't worry about your words. You just speak from that fiery heart that you have. It's powerful.
Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for your kindness, Lord, your kindness that's in our lives, Father God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that that's what brings us to repentance, Father God, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for pursuing us, Father God. For your great pursuit of us, Father God. Lord, Father God, we just call back, Father God, everything that we've lost from the enemy, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just stand on your justice, Father God, in your word, Lord. We just stand on it in Jesus' name, Father God, and we just call everything the enemy has stolen, Lord. We just call it back in Jesus' name, Father God. We call it back, Lord. It's ours, Father God. It's ours because you've given it to us, Lord. You've given it to us, Father God, not for who we are, Father God, but because we are your kids, Lord. We are children, Father God. We are sons and your daughters, Lord. And you are our King, Father God. You are our Father, Lord. You are our Father, Lord. So Abba, just call back everything in Jesus' name, Lord. It's ours, Father God. It's not that we can hoard it, Father God, but we can give it away, Lord. We can be your distributors, Father God. We want to distribute it, Father God, to everybody around us, Father God. Lord, thank you for the honor, Father God, of being your distributor, Lord. Being your distributor, Father God. It's such an honor, Lord. We don't just want to receive, Lord. Have it laid dormant inside of us, Father God. We want to distribute it to the nations, Father God. To the nations, Lord. Yes. To to the nations, Father God. That's our calling. That's our destiny, Father God. We're going to distribute it to the nations, Father God. So we call it back so we can distribute it, Father God. That's our hearts, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, for your blessings and everything you've given us, Father God. And we just receive it. Receive it all, Father God. And there's always more. There's always enough, Father God, because you're a provision, Lord. You can't bankrupt the God. You can't. You can try, but you can't. So I just thank you, Father God, that there's always enough. There's always more, Lord. There's always more. You can always ask for more.
Yes, Lord.
Always ask for more, Lord. We just ask. We just ask, Father God. We petition for more.
Hey.
We petition for more, Father God. We petition for more, Lord, in our lives, Father God, in other people's lives, in our life, Father God. We won't stop petitioning till we see it done, Father God. Because we stand on your word, Lord. We stand on your justice, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Just find someone close to you or move. Find someone. If you're sitting alone, go find someone, please. If you need someone to pray with, just put your hand up or move. Yeah. Take advantage of this time. That song, sound people, everyone, go find someone. Pray for one another. Up here, and then I wanted you to hear also that when I was standing up here, I heard very clearly have Andrew pray. And I was going, oh man, God, you know, this is like double dose here for him. And then the Lord, you know, had some fun time with him here, but he wants to share what God did last night, what I didn't know about it. So it just shows you how the Lord likes to sneak up and apprehend you. He's just like, you pursue me, I'm pursuing you even more. So, I didn't know about this. This is really cool.
Well, last night I was trying to go to sleep, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was pretty sound asleep, and is recording okay. So I was pretty sound asleep, and I was on my couch sleeping, and I just felt something like wake me up. Like I just woke up out of a dead sleep, and I just started getting like I started feeling the presence of the Lord, and I'm like, what? You know, I was tired. And then I just started getting like really like I started feeling like intoxicated, like drunk. So then I put on some Jason Upton, and I just let it flow, and I finally passed out, and yeah, I came today, and yes. Yeah, so it's pretty cool what the Lord's doing. I'm not really sure what, but he's doing something. So,
yeah. Oh, I love this guy. Thank you, sweetie. Well, let's just close, Father. And you can keep praying after that. Let's just so people know that they can leave. Father, we just praise you for what you have done again. Here for your manifest presence here. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power release. Thank you for healed hearts. Thank you for destinies coming forth, Father, for the prophetic call on people's lives. Absolutely doing a 180 here and coming into reality and coming into fruition in this time. I thank you, Lord, that you so desire us for us to be free from religious thinking and holds that keep us down and keep us thinking the wrong way. And thank you, Lord, for yet another opportunity to gain greater freedom in you. Let it continue this week, oh God. Every person here would walk in an intoxicated way, filled with the power and the presence and the desire to seek the pursuer. The pursuer is Jesus, to seek Spirit of God, to seek Him as He pursues. Father, I thank You for that divine revelation today that You have given for all of us, to all of us individually. May it never end as we go from glory to glory. We give You the praise, the thanksgiving, and the dominion. And we declare in this house a new joy, peace, and righteousness and justice in the Holy Ghost, and a love for the Word of God in His presence, increasing in every capacity. In Jesus' name, let it be. So be it. Amen. So as you